Conversation with colleague Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran and the challenge to the IAEA, a meeting upcoming in early September. What is to be done? Believing that Iran is at the point of producing the fissile material that can be miniaturized and weaponized for a missile, knowing that Iran is entangled in a multi-front war against Israel and the United States, what is to be done about the suspicion that Iran is capable of producing a nuclear weapon on top of a missile? Andrea Stricker has keen recommendations. At the same time, she's anticipating tactics used by the Ayatollah before, and here she's going to explain what the Ayatollah may do given the IAEA meeting in early September. Andrea Stricker, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The road ahead is bumpy and risky. Iran with a nuclear weapon is another kind of adversary. More of this tonight.
I don't think there's enough alarm. I think certainly, and they also have the Supreme Leader announcing that he's willing to restart nuclear talks. I think the world powers should be focused more on penalizing, constraining, and deterring Iran's advances rather than falling for that type of a ruse. Because I think, number one, he is looking to obtain continued sanctions relief, regardless of who is elected president in the U.S. And then also, he wants cover to continue advancing his nuclear program while dragging the West through these new talks.